Lawmakers in the House Choice and Innovation Subcommittee have crafted a proposal that could allow for a big expansion of charter schools. Charters receive state funding but are exempt from many of the rules traditional schools have to follow. The proposal includes language that lets charters move into unused public school facilities and only pay maintenance costs.
I'm not even really sure what to say in regards to this.
That's Flagler County School Board member Colleen Conklin. She says there are districts in the state with empty facilities because charter schools have opened and kids have transferred.
We need to be responsible for reform. We need to have educational settings where students don't want to leave. But there has to be a balance somewhere along the way, because you're setting up a situation that if you play this out in 15 or 20 years, what exactly is going to be happening in our public schools, not only here but across the country?
Critics call the proposal a land grab and equate the policy to giving public funding to private groups. The committee also added language to the measure that makes it easier for out-of-state charter operators to start up business in Florida. Lawmakers say the language would mostly benefit Jacksonville's Kipp Charter School, but it's opposed by the Florida Association of District School Superintendents, represented by Joy Frank.
There really is not necessarily may not be a fair comparison to where you can assure that they actually are going to be high performing. They may be high performing somewhere else, but they may not be. There's no guarantee they're going to be high performing and serve the needs of the kids in the district where they're being asked to serve.
The committee's proposal does mandate additional oversight for charter schools. For example, should one close, it's not allowed to issue payouts over $10,000, something that happened at a failed Orlando charter where a principal was paid $500,000 after the school closed. Charter schools would also have to keep a website that contains information on the school personnel and programs. But in a move the state's largest teachers union calls unfair, educators in charter schools would be exempt from the state's new evaluation system, which ties student performance to whether teachers keep their jobs and get pay raises. And Jorge Lugo, a high school government and economics teacher, says that exemption creates an unfair playing field.
When I'm compared side by side as a school teacher, a public school teacher next to a charter school teacher, and they look at my score versus their score, they're not the same thing. If they're not held to the same accountability levels as I am, line for line, then it's not the same score.
But Republican Representative George Moritas of Broward says charter school teachers were never meant to be included in the state's new evaluation and pay system because, unlike traditional school teachers, those in charters never had a long-term contract, commonly called tenure.
It is a different system to acknowledge that. It was meant to be an innovative system. I think, again, regardless of our opinions about the teacher tenure and the collective bargaining, that is one of the things that, by and large, charter schools do not have.
Also on the list of backers is former Florida Education Commissioner and now lobbyist Jim Horn, who represents the Florida Charter School Alliance and sponsored the state's first charter school bill back in 1995.
Legislation like this that helps move things along, that helps to create greater access, is a very good thing. And we're very, very supportive of this legislation.
There is no companion measure in the Senate, but backers are working hard to find a sponsor in that chamber. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.